Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. I know we got to talk about the debate because that was pretty exciting and pretty fun. But I just got to let you know, after we talk about the debate, a lot of stuff to talk about. For example, women who get breast implants, they say the suicide risk triples. Right? I mean, why? Is it because we were already prone to suicide and we went to kind of fix our boobies to save us? Or is it because it's something that has to do with the implant? We also have a groom that sued his bride because he saw her the next day without makeup. No, it wasn't my husband. I know, I thought it would be, but he didn't have an attorney at the time, thank God. So he kind of stuck it out. Still some safety questions on tattoos. I love the ink. I think what you guys do now in tattoos are absolutely gorgeous. I really love the old World War II style tattoos. You guys will get very, very patriotic. Then you start to lose a lot of that. In later wars like Korean and Vietnam, a little bit more skull and crossbones and more boobies, you know, and we're like, okay, guys, understand. But, you know, really, then it started to transform into more art. And you guys have beautiful colors and reds and greens and black, and it's very, very sexy. All right, but tattoos could be very, very risky. So we're going to talk about that. Also, you men, you love to build your bodies and get yourselves all muscular, and I like to watch you guys doing it. I could just people watch in the gym all day long, but I don't, all right, because I need to work out. And apparently these bodybuilding supplements could actually trigger eating disorders. So we need to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. After the break, we're going to have Ron Futrell from Aerodate. He's known as the Las Vegas drone boy. He's got a real cool company. But even more so, he's a media personality, radio personality, political analyst. And we definitely want to get his entertaining take on what happened at the debate. See, I got to tell you guys something. I had a great time at the debate. And it wasn't that any particular candidate made a huge impression on me. The guy that made the biggest impression on me was John Ratzenberger, better known as Cliff Clavin from Cheers, because he was at the debate party. And I was like, ah! I was so busy trying to figure out how to get a selfie with John that I kind of missed part of the debate, which is why I need Ron here. But, I mean, I saw the debate and everything, but oh, my gosh. But I got to tell you why I'm such a big fan of Cliff Clavin and John Ratzenberger, not to mention all the work he's done with Pixar, which I think is Pixar's biggest asset, John Ratzenberger. But, you know, what I like about Cliff Clavin is he made his own role. You guys heard the story where Cliff Clavin originally auditioned for the role of Norm. And George Wendt got the role. So Ratzenberger asked the producers if they already had a quote-unquote resident know-it-all into their show. He says all bars have one. You know, where somebody's there going, you know, a little-known fact is, you know, there's a know-it-all that's always sitting there hanging around the bar. And I guess they loved the idea, and he turned into Cliff Clavin. He said he also came up with the idea modeled after a French comedian where the pants were just a little bit short enough where you could see the socks underneath. And I think his role was brilliant. Dr. Frasier Crane, again, was only supposed to be kind of a sidekick for a small period of time between Sam and Diane, but his role was so good as that psychiatrist, because he can make jokes. Like, you know, you walk into the bar and he goes, the doctor said to the patient, I was afraid you'd say that or something like that. And he would come up with these, whatever. You didn't even know the joke, but the way he delivered it was so funny. While we're on the concept of Cheers, I mean, I know this doesn't have anything to do with political, but I'm just like all, excited that I got to meet, Cliff Clavin. They said, the bar at Cheers was a fully functional beer. But they said the beers that were given to George Wendt, Norm, were not very tasty. It was a quote-unquote near beer. Because remember, it'd sit there and drink the whole time. It had an alcohol content of 3.2%, a pinch of salt, so that the mug kept having a foamy head, even under the hot studio lights. And George had to periodically sip that in order to make his character real. See, I thought it would be something like apple juice, which is kind of interesting. All right. Apparently, there was this crack in the bar. Apparently, the Cheers set was supposed to be based on the Boston's Bull and Finch bar. And if you look, there's a seam down the center of the bar. It was built on a hinge so that the right half could swing out, allowing the wall to slide open. And then, I guess, you go into Sam's office. Designers installed lights underneath the bar, so Nick Coach Colasanto, the guy that played Coach, he had trouble memorizing his lines, so he could read the script pages taped to the counter. Another thing is that they always had to have 30 to 40 extras to fill up the bar as customers. If they didn't have 30 or 40, the bar looked too empty. I thought that was pretty good. Sam Malone was supposed to be a retired football player. All right. And you know, Fred Dreyer, who I guess was 13 years as a defensive back. They were, Fred was new to acting, but Ted seemed to get the role. So when they got the role, they had to say, look, because you're a little bit more lanky, better you to your physique, you're going to be a former relief pitcher. Both Carla was pregnant and Shelley Long was pregnant. We rarely saw Shelley Long pregnant because they hid it. Carla, when she was pregnant, you could tell she was pregnant, except I think for the scene when she was jumping up and down the stairs. And then, remember Eddie Lebeck? Eddie Lebeck was who Carla was making out with, okay, and her husband. Apparently, he was on the radio, and he was talking about how horrible it was to kiss Carla. I forget Carla's name, all right? So, Rhea Perlman, she heard, and I guess very quickly on, Eddie Lebeck was killed off the show. Ah, all right, so that's some scoop on Cheers. Let's talk debate when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start relaxing. releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, joining us is one of my favorite media personalities. And I've actually followed his career for a while, and one of the reasons is because he's kind of my radio idol. We have Ron Futrell of AeroDate. I love it, Ron. I would love to date people in the air. Ron,
you could
Jan,
date
it?
People in the air, but that's the fall, by the way, when a date goes bad at that point, is not enough. Fun. It's not fun. We fly drones, AeroData. We fly drones for AeroData. Data.
You know what? The droid, the drone could join in as far as I'm concerned. It all's good. All right. So, Ron, what is your take? I know you saw the debate. First, what did you think about the question right off the bat? Boom. Who would possibly consider a third party can't run? What did you think about that?
Oh, no. So, well, there was a debate last night. I was watching Deadliest Catch. I wanted to see if Sig Hansen was going to get the Northwestern out of Hawk. Yes, I did watch. Did get the debate in and watched it. No, that was an interesting question, the hand-raising thing, and only one guy, Donald Trump, raised his hand and said no. And I'll say this, and I, what he was doing, he says, I'm not sure who the Republican candidate is going to be. I might run a third party if the Republican candidate isn't somebody that he thinks would be good for the party. So he left that wide open. There was a caveat. There was an asterisk on that thing going, no, wait a second. It depends on who's the candidate for the Republicans. Now, so anyway, so he left that wide open, and that was sort of that sort of showed that he stands a little bit apart, wouldn't you say, from the rest?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was interesting. You know, people have said that this Republican race has kind of been a circus, and I've disagreed with that because, yeah, we have, what, 16 candidates trying to vie for presidency, but at least we're seeing passion. You know, if somebody didn't care about an election, we really wouldn't see hardly any candidates. And lo and behold, look at the Democratic side, what they got, Hillary. You know, so seeing all these candidates there, I mean, it was really exciting. But then you wonder, is Bill Clinton the plant? You know, is it true the Clintons talked to him before he decided to run? What do you think about that accusation?
Oh, dear. I don't think so. No, I don't see that. I don't like the conspiracy theories in politics. I know they happen. You know, I know they're there and that they do take place. So I'm not naive to think that they don't happen all the time. But this one's a little far-fetched. I don't think it has any legs because it's not going to happen. I don't think Trump lasts. Here's what the good and bad of Trump. The good of Trump is that he's a fighter. He goes on offense. He doesn't play defense. And he is always on offense. And
right.
I hope the other Republican candidates take a look at that and go, whoa, that's what we need to do. We need to be on offense, not back on your heels, waiting to be, you know, to have them throw a touchdown pass against you. And you stand there in the end zone with your arms folded and go, well, I should have played better defense. Well, by the way, you want to play offense too. Okay. Intercept the pass. Donald Trump is Deion Sanders. He'll pick the pass off in the end zone and take it 101 yards the other direction for the touchdown. And that scares a lot of people because he's that aggressive.
Ron, I love your analogy. I love your analogy. I mean, you only got X amount of time on the clock. You only have X amount of time, so you want to possess that ball. You don't want to be spending all the time on the clock in defense. Same thing with these video clips. You don't want to spend the whole time that you have debating, you know, backing yourself, defending yourself. And I got to admit, Trump did a great job switching it around. How do you think he did with the Megyn Kelly accusations of the way he treats females?
I appreciate going after the media. Okay, you know me, I've been in the media my whole life. I appreciate a good fight with the media in that sense. But he doesn't need to pick a fight with Megyn Kelly. And I don't know whether he's picking a fight or she's picking a fight or whatever. He doesn't win that fight. Megyn Kelly is very popular. She's doing very well. I thought Megyn was right. I thought she was fair in asking that question.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, her show is getting more and more popular all the time, and that's got to Bill O'Reilly sitting there going, wait a minute, I've been number one forever, and now she's come up and beat me. Yes, she has, Bill. And by the way, you both have numbers 10 times greater than MSNBC and CNN combined.
Thank the Lord.
10 might be a little bit strong, but yes. But overall, I liked Rubio going in. I liked him even more coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ben Carson going in. I liked him even more coming out of it. You know, Rand Paul, I thought, did well for the most part. I don't think Huckabee separates himself from the pack. I watched the stuff earlier with Carly Fiorina, and I'll tell you, she's a tiger, and she goes. She also plays offense. She's another one that I love the way she plays offense.
Well, she's a former CEO of Hewlett Packard. I mean, in order to be able to go from secretary to that, you have to have some cojones. And I was pretty impressed. By the way, another thing I noticed, too, just because of being in the media, I've told people this, and I didn't know if this was law or not, but one thing I always found that would be very, very effective is when you have a bunch of men and you're going to be the only woman, you don't dress like a man. You don't dress in a dark suit or whatever. You highlight the femininity. And her wearing pink, and not that, you know, Ron, you're an expert on wearing pink, although I do like that salmon shirt you don once in a while. Very sexy. I thought she brilliantly portrayed herself. She wasn't a girly girl, but she was feminine. She was tough. I thought she did a great job, too.
So have you ever been in situations like that where you've been outnumbered by dudes?
Oh, yeah. But I like it.
Huh?
I love it. I mean, why do you think I like to hang out at fraternity parties? Chris Christie, how do you think he did?
My opinion of him didn't change any. You know, it's still, I don't see Chris Christie making it through the pack and becoming, final three, the top three, who I thought did the best. I'm going to put Marco mm-hmm. Rubio up there as number one. Scott Walker, I think, did real well.
Love him, Ben Carson.
I thought Ben Carson, first of all, I saw a funny side to Ben Carson that I've not seen before because he's pretty dry and pretty, you know, just sort of matter of fact guy. But, you know, I'm the only one that separated Siamese twins.
Yeah, I know. Doctors, more doctors. Everybody thinks we doctors are geeks or we're loud mouths or we're. This guy, you could see not only was he smart, not only did he have tenacity. I guess one of the political commentators today was talking about why did they ask Ben why he lost four patients? Oh my gosh. Okay, you're a doctor. Patients died. That's what I'm glad nobody brought that up. Quickly, one thing I want to say about Chris Christie was one of his prior mojos, as he said it like it is. One thing that attracted Chris Christie years ago was he would just say it. He would drop certain words, etc. Well, now you have Trump on the scene, so he lost that, you know, edge in terms of being, you know, likable for that thing. And so I think Chris Christie's days are numbered. I thought Marco Rubio did excellent. Scott Walker, very good candidate, but I don't think he took advantage of some of the some of the clips he could have said. Like, for example, when he got to do his opening statement, he could have done it like Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz just hammered it home at the end. Scott Walker could have said, look, I took on the unions. We are going to take on. I mean, he could have been so much more robust, but I like him. I like him a lot. It's just he's got to step up the fire.
And that's not his personality, and you're right. I think he needs to at some point step up that fire. Rubio isn't going to step up the fire either. How about Rubio at some point? Okay, here's one of the reasons I like Rubio, and I'm backing Rubio right now at this point. I want him to debate Hillary at some point and bust into Spanish, okay?
Yes.
And bust off into his Spanish.
Hey, some way local.
No sprekenzi de Espanolo English, sort of. And have her go into some sort of she doesn't know what to do type of thing, and have him just tear her apart by going into Spanish.
Agreed.
I think would be fun if those two square off in the big race.
Agreed. Yeah, Ron, you have been so helpful. Tell us quickly about your drone company. This is awesome.
We're flying drones. We're doing it. In fact, for major companies all over the country, we are talking right now to be able to fly small drones. We are the only company in the country that have an exemption from the FAA, which means we're allowed to, by the FAA, to fly drones for electronic news gathering. We've got very, very difficult thing to do and a difficult process to be able to get this exemption. But we're flying for TV news. We're flying for all sorts of things, and there's some exciting things on the horizon for drones in the future. But they got to be done legally and responsibly, and that's what we're doing.
Well, man, Ron, that's wonderful.
So it's fun.
I want to have you back on again so we could talk more about that. How can people look you up?
Aerodata.com, or you can go to my website, which is ronqtrell.com.
With two T's.
Go there. So thanks for having me on, Dr. Dahlia. Always a pleasure. Love being on with you.
All right. Love you, Ron. I'll talk to you soon. You take care.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show in just a couple minutes. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, tattoos. All right, now it's not just tattoos. It's body art, ink, pictographs, hieroglyphics. You guys are putting, what does Angelina Jolie have? Morse code? CIA codes. I don't know what the heck is on her arm. You know, tattoos and body ink is the end thing now. And, you know, I've even considered, I wanted to get a, Viggo Mortensen Aragorn Lord of the Rings tattoo, on my, hip. But unfortunately, my hip, I kind of have cellulite, and so it would tent in, and he would look more like Gollum than Aragorn, and I decided not to do it. All right? But there's a lot of debate on how safe tattoos are. Now, it looks like the FDA will regulate the ink in tattoos. Okay? So we have the FDA involved. Yay! Thank you, FDA. I love it when the FDA is involved, right? Yeah, because they're doing such a great job. But we still don't know how safe these ink ingredients are. They say, according to this one report by, I guess it was a review in The Lancet, senior author Dr. Andreas Lutsch, it looks like lunch, but there's no N in it, of the German Federal Institute for Risk Assessment in Berlin, there's no proof that these ink ingredients are safe being injected into the body. Between 1 and 5% of tattooed people suffer a bacterial infection, and some people can have allergic reactions to the ink. He says those are short-term effects. Yeah, I think it's a he. It is harder to measure the long-term effects of inks, since tattoo inks are in most countries classified as cosmetics. When the inks are classified as cosmetics, their long-term toxicology cannot be tested in animals. Lutsch said, in his opinion, tattoo inks should be a completely different product category. So basically, what we would have to do then is tattoo our animals. You know what I would like to do? Okay, I'd like to tattoo on one of my cats, Stinky Tushy. Cause his tushy is so stinky. And if he gets a tattoo, you know, just to kind of warn everybody. I have also a girl cat too. She has a lot of stink going on. And so she'll just come right up to you and then she'll do an about face and stick her butt. Cause I guess animals like getting their butt sniffed from each other. So she'll do that. I don't want to sniff I know your tushy stinks. Why do I have to sniff your tushy? So I would probably do some sort of a tattoo saying, watch out for this, okay? You know, and then one of my cats, Zashi, she's got a wide load. I'd be like, wide load. She wouldn't like that, though. She'd be like, Zashi, Zashi. Anyway, okay, so the tattoo ink is injected into living tissue. So you get the ink. In order for it to stay, it has to be linked to a layer, you know, into a layer that's going to stay and not going to shed off. And those layers have blood vessels. They have nerves. They have immune cells. Lutsch said, it's making me want lunch looking at this name. We need to assume that all of these ink ingredients, including preservatives, processing aids, or whatever, will become systemically available. It's Friday. Systemically available in the body over time. The regulation based on cosmetics is insufficient. Examining the bodies of the deceased who have had tattoos for decades has shown that up to 90% of the ink has disappeared from the skin. Hence, something is being cleaned out, removed, biodegraded. All right, some questions remain for laser tattoo removal. When the pigments are fractured and fragmented under the skin, where do they go? They don't get wiped off with alcohol. They get then shunted as the body absorbs it. If the FDA has the authority to regulate inks, but it is not currently doing so, according to Dr. Michi Shinohara, a dermatologist at the University of Washington in Seattle, she was not involved in the review, but definitely gave her 2 cents, which I'm glad. I'm not trying to stereotype women. But, I mean, a lot of us, you know, like me, if I was in the room, I would have given my opinion. By the way, can I just say with the presidential debate, it really wasn't a debate. You know, you really didn't see that many people go after each other. I would have been on the mic all the time. I would have been like, a Trump? Really? Rosie O'Donnell? You're bagging on Rosie O'Donnell. Good one, but still, that's not nice. You know, just to be able to, you know, get on the mic. I don't understand that. Really not a lot of back and forth like there should be. All right, now, so regulation of tattoo parlors and tattoo artists is left to the states. And trust me, I'm more for state rights, so I'm happy about that. But what are they doing? And they say the requirements for operating vary widely, from very minimal bloodborne pathogen training to fairly complex. You could have hours of apprenticeship. They said there are no industry standards for ink ingredients, and the industry is minimally regulated, and few problems with tattoos are reported to authorities. So what's in them? Well, you got nickel, you got arsenic, you got lead, you got preservatives, you got contaminants. In one study in Switzerland, preservatives banned for use in cosmetics were found in 14% of tattoo ink samples. And then reactions seem to be more common with the colored inks, like the reds and stuff and the green, than the black and the white. So, I mean, people have been tattooing for over 5,000 years. I mean, it's been a trend. It's been tribal. It's been a, branding. I mean, this is what, they say right now 120 million people in the Western Hemisphere have at least one tattoo. But we don't know the risks. Could it cause cancer? Could it cause organ toxicity? We don't know. So the problem is how do you test? Okay, we're not allowed to test on animals, you know. And personally, I think my male cat would volunteer. Honestly, he thinks he's Joe Cool. You know, he thinks he's James Dean, Brad Pitt, Channing Tatum Cool. So he would probably be like, I'm sick of these stripes. Apparently my cat has stripes and he has got this like big eye looking thing on his body. It looks like a big eye on each side, probably to scare predators, to make it look like it's a bit, it just in its color. I don't know. And so I make fun of him all the time because I think it looks stupid. And so he would probably want to tattoo that off. But for the most part, we can't get these animals to agree to testing, and some of the testing is not very humane. So how do we know what we're getting in us? I mean, how do we know what's safe? We don't. We are not doing a lot of tests that we should be. There's a lot of things out there, even medicines, as we're looking at a lot of these medicines being, you know, shunted through, et cetera. Like the flu shot, for example. The flu shot last year stunk, okay? It was what, 17% effective when usually it's supposed to be about 67. So what we end up having is, we got to get the flu shot out. So they quickly, patch it, make it, batch it out, make it through. Yeah, they do some preliminary tests, but are we really, are we testing these long enough? Yet other medications from pharmaceutical companies, they take years. So you're like, really? That's ridiculous. So this is kind of what we are up against. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wasn't there a government agency that asked for more funding? Was it the USDA? Somebody was asking for more funding. I don't know who it was. Somebody was asking for, was it the CDC? I got to figure that out. Somebody wanted more money. And I'd like to know where the current money is. Oh, I know. Okay. CDC has warned us of more increases in bacterial disease. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about what the plan is. And why they think we are going to see more and more deaths from illnesses. All right? Does that mean we need to give more money to the CDC? What does that mean? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, when we get back, we're going to be talking about bodybuilding supplements causing men to have eating disorders. And I'm starting to see this. You're seeing a lot of men. They want to look cut. They want to look, 12-pack. Is it 12, 6-pack? Six-pack, I don't care. Six-pack, 12-pack, I have a 12-pack, and I'll have a couple. Six-packs, what are we doing to our boys? 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Are you enjoying the Dr. Dahlia Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Dr. Dahlia Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/Dahlia. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/Dahlia. That's gcnlive.com/Dahlia.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are collecting school supplies for teachers so they don't have to pay for supplies before school starts. It doesn't have to just be the Southwest Nevada area. It could be anywhere across the country. Collect some school supplies for your teachers so they don't have to buy the school supplies this year for the kids. They'll be less grumpy, and Lord knows you do not want a grumpy teacher dealing with your kids. I mean, you know, it's hard enough on my teachers that, you know, I'm going to make them take care of my kids. I mean, if I could be with my kids for 6 to 8 hours a day, I would. Why the hell do you think I go to work and I drop them off at school so I don't have to be around them for that long? Yet our teachers are required to. I know you guys say they're paid to, but many of them are underpaid. So, no, they're not making enough money to deal with our kids. I know. I couldn't pay anybody enough to be with my kids. So I love them to death, but they are real pains in the tush. So the least we could do is collect school supplies. For those of you who live in the Las Vegas area, drop them off anything, pens, papers, post-it notes. Clean out your desk, for crying out loud, as long as they're clean and lightly used. Drop them off at Storage One Self Storage or any Albertsons or Vons. And, we spring clean or we summer clean out for clothes. Those clothes could be given to a variety of charities when you guys clean out the closet for the school year, whether it's Goodwill, Salvation Army, St. Jude's, and I'm sure there's multiple different charities out there that will collect the clothes. We will collect the office supplies and the school supplies. Drop it off at any Albertsons and Vons in the Las Vegas area, as well as the Storage One self-storage. All right, superbug infections, they say, will keep rising if we don't do something about it now. I'm really scared about these superbug infections, okay? Very first time I was in training, and there was a bacteria that was resistant to almost everything. And, you know, here I am, a medical student. Well, you know, what the hell do we do? You know, should we burn it off? I mean, what do we do? It's some scary stuff, which, by the way, may not be a bad idea. We got to kind of go back around to that burn it off idea. But according to the study, they say infections caused by drug-resistant bacteria are projected to increase in the United States if no action is taken soon. But national effort could prevent more than 500,000 infections in 5 years, according to the study. Back in 2011, there were 310,000 cases of infection in the United States from four type of nasty bugs. We have the carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter. CRE. There was multi-drug-resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa. There was invasive methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, or the MRSA, which many of you guys have learned about. And then Clostridium difficile. We talked about Clostridium difficile, which caused the severe diarrhea. People that take antibiotics could cause an overgrowth of Clostridium difficile, so antibiotics may not cure it, and we've had to do poop transplants into your colon. So not only are these nasty bugs nasty in what they do, but sometimes the treatment is nasty. In 5 years, they say, the number of infections is estimated to increase 10% to 340,000 per year, according to a study from the CDC. But if health professionals take immediate action to better prevent the spread of these diseases and use antibiotics more judiciously, more than 600,000 infections and 37,000 deaths could be prevented in 5 years. What's more, coordinating efforts between hospitals would be more effective than individual hospitals working by themselves. So, if a patient with an antibiotic-resistant infection is transferred from one hospital to another, maybe the first hospital should give a little heads up to the second hospital. That would be nice. That would be nice. Usually they do, though. I mean, if you're transferring a patient, it usually has MRSA all over the chart. I mean, it's, you know, not literally. Antibiotic-resistant infections in healthcare settings, they say, are a growing threat in the United States, killing thousands and thousands a year, per Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the CDC. We can dramatically reduce those infections by improving antibiotic use and infection control. So in the study, the research looked at what could happen if a person with the carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter infection was treated within a network of 10 hospitals that were sharing patients. If the hospitals maintain their current efforts to prevent infection, hand washing, sterilization, etc., 2,000 patients would subsequently become infected with CRE over 5 years. If the hospitals decided to increase their efforts to prevent the bacteria from spreading, but acted alone, it would knock it down by 500 patients. down to 1,500 patients getting the CRE. But if the hospitals work together, they can knock it all the way down to 400, or 81% knocked down to 400 patients will get the CRE. So a coordinated effort and everybody making that a major goal would be very helpful. So patients can also help their case by telling their doctor if they were hospitalized somewhere else with an infection. Patients should wash their hands. They should also ask their health providers to wash their hands before beginning care, according to Dr. Michael Bell, Deputy Director of CDC's Division of Healthcare Quality Promotion. You know, it's so interesting. You know, I just remember that in training, too. You know, you'd be in the hospital, and all of a sudden somebody would be like, okay, this person may have TB, or this person may have MRSA, or, you know, all of a sudden everybody acted different. And I'm like, we're kind of supposed to be acting the same with all patients. We're supposed to be, you know, hand washing, testing the samples. I mean, we're supposed to be doing the same thing. But that we end up taking more quarantine-type precautions for certain bacteria once we know. Well, why don't we kind of use, I'm not saying we have to quarantine and use, you know, the reverse, I can't think of the room where it would reverse the aeration. Sorry, the words, where was at the tip of my tongue. But, you know, I mean, I'm not saying you need to put all patients in those rooms, but, you know, you treat every patient that they have something infectious. Now, we're starting to become a colder and colder society. Okay, I'm noticing everybody's fist bumping now. Nobody's shaking hands. You know, I hug people because I still want to feel, you know, feel like I'm the warm person that I am. But then we're not sitting there touching hands, swapping sweat, things like that. And we don't have to deal with the kisses. You know, a lot of people started kissing 10, 15 years ago. Everybody would kiss each other on the cheek. Don't be kissing me. We don't need to be doing kisses. Just, you know, give me a hug. And a hug was great. You know, it worked out. It was good. And so I, you know, there's things we're slowly starting to do. We aren't sharing cups anymore. Maybe people are passing e-cigs around. I'm not sure about that. But, you know, guys, these are nasty bugs. And once you get them, you know, it's interesting. And you don't have to be dirty. The person doesn't have to be a dirty person. They're clean. These are people that shower every day. They work out at a gym. They exercise. I mean, they take care of themselves, and they're coming down with these bad bacteria. They're like, why me? And why are these big, huge, bullous-type infections? I mean, what did I do wrong? Well, you didn't. These bacteria are going to take advantage. And when they're taking advantage, that's when you need to be preventative. So, yeah, I don't know if we need to give the CDC more money. I'm not sure if that's the agency that wants more money. But, yeah. All right, men who want to achieve the physical physique of six-pack abs, broad shoulders, bulging biceps, and slender waist are using more and more of these over-the-counter workout-enhancing supplements. But this growing reliance is now being considered a new class of eating disorders, according to research from the American Psychological Association. These body-conscious men are driven by psychological factors. They're using more and more supplements in a manner that would be considered excessive. The survey looked at 195 men taking in protein, creatine, anywhere from 18 to 35 years old, L-carnitine, legal products basically, worked out twice a week at least. They took on energy bars, protein shakes, etc. Then when they were asked about their eating habits and their views on their body, they found body dissatisfaction and just kind of the same sort of personality traits that somebody with an eating disorder would have. We'll talk more about this in the next hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you enjoying the Dr. Dahlia Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Dr. Dahlia Show has just the thing. go to gcnlive.com/Dahlia. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/Dahlia. That's gcnlive.com/Dahlia.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.